the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. Topping our report this hour, inflation still hurts, and that actually may be good news for Jersey Shore businesses this summer. Daniel Gallagher with the Atlantic City Sports Commission says the Shore is in a good position to handle those that don't want to or can't afford to travel far from home.
People are willing to get in the car and drive. Are they willing to get on an airplane and fly and, you know, pay all those ridiculous fees that come along with that?
But businesses say the wild card is weather. Last summer saw numerous weekends impacted by rain. The number of U.S. fatal overdoses fell last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted the data is provisional and could change after additional analysis, but that they still expect a drop when the final counts are in. They say about 107,500 people died of overdoses in the country last year, down 3% from 2022. AI-powered surveillance is coming to New Jersey's largest school district.
More than 7,000 cameras using artificial intelligence will be installed at Newark schools before the upcoming school year. The Newark School Board approved a $12 million contract earlier this month. The cameras will have facial recognition capabilities and the ability to detect and read license plates. School officials say the cameras will also be able to detect problems in real time, such as weapons, gunshots, vaping, human screaming, and more. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5. News.
It was a commuting nightmare for some this morning. A potential protest closed down two lanes on the George Washington Bridge, causing delays of up to 2 hours. Columbia University Public Safety issued an advisory late Tuesday about credible information it received about plans for a protest on the bridge aimed at disrupting travel and commerce. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will the UV index be low on Thursday? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have some off and on rain and drizzle throughout tonight and really through the day tomorrow. It's going to be breezy with lows in the upper 50s tonight, highs in the mid 60s tomorrow. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, maybe a leftover shower. Lows will be in the upper 50s. Then pleasant and warmer for Friday with more clouds and sunshine, high 70 to 75. Cooler for the weekend as there will be more clouds around. Potentially a couple of showers Saturday, especially during the afternoon, high 60 to 65, and perhaps a little bit of rain around Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We're looking at 60 degrees in Newark, 60 degrees Edison, 60 degrees Mount Holly. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public. They grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.